I was here in 2008 when I was working for Human Rights Watch during the first cycle of xenophobic violence when 62 people were killed. And in 2008, one of the things we pushed for was for those who had committed these heinous crimes to be brought to justice. And what we saw was that there were very few successful prosecutions. In fact, if I'm not wrong, since 2008, almost 7 years since that violence broke out and 62 people were killed, there's never been a successful prosecution for murder of those who were arrested at the time for killing foreign nationals. And so our concern right now is, since this new cycle of violence began, we have seen a whole spate of activities and actions by the government, forming ministerial task forces, saying they want to address the root causes of xenophobia. But once again, we are concerned by the impunity that seems to accompany this type of violence, where people are being arrested but not being charged with murder, for example. We've only had one arrest for the murder of Emmanuel Sithole, the Mozambican national who was killed in Alexandria. The men who killed him were arrested and charged with murder, but we would like to see more prosecutions.
What can be done by other African governments in particular to ensure that South Africa really makes sure that justice is not denied to those people who have been wronged?
Saudi leaders should be pushing a bit more in terms of pushing for justice. One of the things that we've had a problem with, especially regionally, when we look at what's been happening within the Southern African development community, you saw that the Saudi tribunal had its human rights mandate removed. So this limits just how far SADC as a body can push some of these issues in terms of individual cases. So if we find that, like for example what happened in 2008, if the relatives of those who'd been killed or the relatives of the victims who'd been killed in 2008 had found that they could not get justice here in South Africa, they would have been able to push it, you know, to the SADC tribunal, but that's not been the case. So what we're saying is there needs to be the facilitation of successful prosecutions of the perpetrators of violence against foreign nationals. And SADC leaders have a role to play in pushing for this. Beyond SADC leaders, there's the African Commission on Human and People's Rights, which can also play a big role in calling for the government to ensure that those who committed such acts are brought to justice. There needs to be investigations and prosecutions. And so we would like to see further engagement from the African Commission, from the Southern African Development Community, in pushing the government of South Africa. Because what we see is impunity leads to further cycles of violence. Those who killed in 2008 thought that they got away with it and could therefore kill this time around and perpetrate other acts of violence this time around too.
And in terms of the civil society, not only in Southern Africa, but in other countries in the whole of, you know, Africa, because we've got Nigerians and, you know, Ethiopians and people from other countries also affected, what can really be done? Because many people are complaining that this cannot be left to continue. People cannot get away with murder.
The funny thing is, I think this time around, the pressure has actually told. You know, in 2008, I think the reaction from the African continent, the rest of the continent, was a bit slow. I think it caught people by surprise. But then since 2008, we've seen flashpoints, you know, more and more incidents of violence against foreign nationals. For example, in the Eastern Cape, there's been violence against the Somali nationals who own shops there. And we've seen this, and which culminated in this wider violence this time around. And this time, I think Africa's leaders were pretty frustrated by the lack of government action against this, by lack of the actions of the African government. So we saw a lot of statements coming out. We saw the AU coming out with a statement expressing its concern. We saw Nigeria officially on the record expressing concern, Zimbabwe. So also civil society activities and community actions within the different countries, with boycotts in Zambia of South African businesses and goods. We saw a similar boycott in Malawi. We saw that happen in Nigeria. We saw people taking petitions to South African embassies and bringing petitions to South African embassies, calling on them to do all that they could to protect foreign nationals in South Africa. So there's been a lot of pressure. It has been quite ad hoc. It has not been cohesive. I think what I would have liked to see would have been, I think, a more cohesive actions coming from regional civil society groups, pushing, whether it was for peaceful boycott of South African businesses or for peaceful protests in the streets. If it had been more cohesive, and maybe that would have had an impact, a greater impact. But actually, there has been an impact, because since South African businesses have been affected, we have seen the South African government rushing to form ministerial committees, coming out and making statements. And President Zuma actually finally acknowledging that this issue is about xenophobia and not just criminality. So the pressure has told. It would have been nice if it was more cohesive, but certainly I think we've seen more pressure this time around than there was in 2008.